You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Galatians in chapter number, I'm looking for a song book up here. Here's one right over here. Good. Galatians in chapter number 4 tonight. We're going verse by verse through the book of Galatians, and we will need our Bible and we will need a hymn book tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Good, good. Let's bow for prayer again. Our Father, I thank you for this wonderful privilege to open up the scriptures and look at really what sonship is all about, and to be an heir of salvation. What a privilege. Bless our time together, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. The problem, the great problem in the church at Galatia was legalism. When they're adding to salvation, they added the law. And it's all of grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's all grace. It's not baptism, salvation and baptism. No, you don't need to be baptized. Now, to be right with God, you need to be baptized, but you can go to heaven without being baptized. You don't need to be a member of this church. It's not salvation, baptism, and then church membership that gets you in. For by grace are you saved through faith. And the Bible speaks about that in verse number 1. Now I say that the heir, what is an heir? What is an heir? Look back in the chapter before, the last verse. And if Christ then, and if ye be Christ then, are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Then he picks it up again and he says, now I say that an heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. And then he says it in verse number 7, therefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then a what? What is an heir? In order to become an heir, somebody has to die. And so I became an heir of my parents' inheritance. It wasn't much. But I became an heir when my mother died and when my dad died and my two sisters and I, we became an heir of their possessions. Now they used it all up and they had a house here, but they used it up in their health care and all of that. But we became heirs. An heir, somebody has to die. If in this text, Paul is dealing with someone becoming an heir, someone has to
die.
Who died? Jesus died. He died. And the Bible says, as a result of his death, I am become an heir of salvation. Turn with me in your psalm book to page 22. Page 22, and you keep your psalm book handy tonight. We're going to use it a little bit. In chapter 20, in page 22, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. What's the next three words? Let's sing it. Heir of salvation. Try it again. Heir of salvation. One more time, let's sing it. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his. And then on the chorus, this is my story. This is praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
All the That's such good singing. My goodness, we ought to get a bus and go on the road. My Savior. Oh. I remember, keep your songbook open there. I remember Harold, Henry and Hazel Slaughter would sing that. They're both with the Lord. And they weren't Baptists, but they were good old people. I'm an heir. I can hear them singing it. I'm an heir. They'd sing a duet, but he'd sing, I'm an heir of salvation. Why, I'm purchased of God. I'm an heir. And you're an heir. Salvation is a free gift, but someone had to die for that free gift to be given. Turn with me in your psalm book, please, to page number 31. 31. On page 31, look what happened. I was once a sinner, but I came pardoned to receive from my Lord. This was freely given, and I found that he always kept his word. What happened when I got saved? There's a sing it, new name written down in glory. And it's, yes. And the white robe angels sing the story. A sinner has come home, for there's a new name. Oh, if my sins forgiven, I am bound for heaven nevermore. I'm an heir, and because of that, my name was written down. Take your songbook and go to page 213. Let's go to 213. You may think it's foolish what I'm going to say. I'm not ashamed. No, not ashamed. One day I prayed, Jesus, take my sin away. And that's when I was born again. Born again, there's really been a change in me. Born again, just like Jesus said, born again, all because of Calvary. I'm so glad that I've been born again. One man came to Jesus, John, and chapter 3, sing it, and so I pray. Oh, so I pray, Master, you're from God, I see, that's the key. Be born. Well, stop right there. I'm born again. I'm an heir of salvation. One more song. How about a couple more songs? How about 214? The gulf that separated me from Christ, my Lord, was so vast the crossing I could never afford. From where I was to his demand, it seemed so far. I cried, dear Lord, I cannot come to where you are. He came to me. When I could not come to where he was, he came to me. I'm so glad I became an heir of salvation. How about 215, the next stanza, the next page, the 215. I wasn't there by the shores of Galilee when Jesus touched those blinded eyes and made them see. And though I did not see the empty tomb that day, I still believe, for I know what Jesus did for me. I believe there's power in the blood of the Lamb. I believe there's healing in the touch of his hand. But the greatest of all miracles when Jesus saved me, yes, I know that Jesus did for me. I'm so glad I'm saved. One more. How about page 216? Shackled by a heavy burden. Let's sing it together. Neath the load of guilt and shame. Then. And I am no longer the same. What happened that day? He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, my joy, that was my soul. Something happen.
Now I know
touched me. You see, I have to come into this new family by the new birth. That's what this is all about. I'm an heir of salvation. But not only was I became an heir of salvation, Paul says I've been adopted in as well. I'm not just born into the family of God, I'm adopted in the family of God. Look what he says in chapter four, verse one. And now I say that an heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. But he is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Verse 5, let's read it together. Ready, begin. To redeem them. Now, I don't know about adoption. I don't know much about it. But I recall many years ago, a man, he's passed away. He's not in heaven today. He rejected the Lord. His wife was a dear, dear, sweet member of this church. He rejected my wife, would talk very, very, very direct to him. And I talked direct to him. I witnessed him so many times. He'd curse, he'd get mad, he'd get upset. But he never got saved. And I remember his daughter was in our high school, about a sophomore. And she said, this is back in the 70s probably, Dad, I want to go. I want to go to the public school. And I want to leave North Valley. And I approached her on it. I said, what's this you want to go to, a public school? She goes, Pastor, pardon me, I don't want to miss out on Sunday school. I don't want to miss out on church. I want to be here. But I want to go to the public school. And she made that decision that day, and she left. She came the next Sunday. It was the last Sunday I'd ever seen her until I began to visit her in jail. And she's lost all her teeth. She's had 5 kids with 5 different husbands. It's a shame. It's a sad thing. I'm happy to report to you. She said to me at her mom passed away. She said, Pastor, went to go see her mom. And she said, I've been clean now for 5 years. Well, I'm proud of her. I wish she'd come to church. She doesn't. Her dad got upset with her and said, I want to emancipate you. To emancipate a child, you legally go down and you withdraw your name from being her father. Now, you could take your name off all you want, but there's one man in this life that's her dad. There's one man. But he emancipated her. Only person in my ministry ever been emancipated. I'll never forget it. He said, I'm no longer her dad, and she has no right to anything of inheritance. But you know, I remember studying it those days. When you become adopted into the family of God, now the new birth gives you, she was emancipated. She no longer had a dad, but she had a dad. You get into the new birth, you get into salvation by the new birth. That's what he's talking about, being an heir of salvation. But God's word says you're also adopted. You know, when you're adopted, you can never ever become unadopted again. No one can emancipate you, brother. Brother Everson, no one can say you're not my child because you are that child. You have chosen that child. And that's what took place. And Paul is trying to write to these people because they're all messed up in their theology. They came in, and they did come in. We're going to find out in closing here in a moment. But we found out they did come in. They were saved. They were born again. They were adopted. But they began to merge into these other ideas from the Judaizers that came and began to speak to them. And then verse number 6. And because ye are sons, we are heir of salvation. We're sons of God. And he has set his spirit of his Father, his Son, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Number three, we're not only an heir and we're adopted, but number three, we have the joy of calling him Daddy. That's what that means. You have the joy of calling God the Father, Abba, which means Daddy. That means that I am his child. I was born again. I'm an heir of salvation. I've been adopted in. And this is my Daddy. But he says, how be it? That how be it is a big statement there. Howbeit, when ye knew not God, you did service unto them which by were nature no gods. But now, watch it. These folks were saved. Ye have known God, or rather are known of God. How, and he's dealing with them. How turn ye again to the weak, the beggarly elements wherein ye desire again to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times of the year. And then Paul said, I'm afraid of you. Verse number 11, I'm afraid of you, lest I bestowed upon you labor in vain. You're saved. You're an heir. You're adopted. Your daddy is God the Father. Ye know that, verse 13, that through the infirmity of the flesh, and the apostle Paul had infirmity of the flesh. He was 4'8", 4'10". He was very short. He mastered 5 languages. He was a very brilliant man. And he got saved on that Damascus road. And he got saved and his life was changed. But he had this eye condition, a thorn in the flesh given to him by God Almighty. And he said, verse number 14, my temptation which was in my flesh, he despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of Christ. Where is it, the blessedness he spake of? For I bear record that had it been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and given to me, pardon me, and given to me, and am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. They, watch what he says, they zealously affect you, but not well. Who's the they? These Judaizers that were adding the law to salvation. Free from the law, oh happy condition. Jesus is saved, and now there's remission. It's not obeying some rule of the church and salvation that gets you saved. You don't have to obey any rules. It's all by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what he's dealing with here. He goes, you would have plucked your eye. I become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth. What are you people doing? And next verse, my little children, of whom I travailed in birth again until Christ be formed in you. He said, I won you to Christ. You were lost, and then because of the new birth, I was there. I led you to Jesus Christ. I desire to be present with you now. And it changed my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. He's talking to these Christians. I'm just doubting. I know you're saved, and once you're saved and you're an heir and you're adopted and you can call him daddy, I know you're saved, but I'm standing in doubt of you. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had 2 sons, one a bondwoman, the other a free woman. And it begins to show these 2 children that one was a bondwoman and one was a free woman. And verse number 28, and now we brethren, as Isaac was, the children of promise, but then he was born after the flesh, persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, the son of the bondwoman, He should not be heir, there's that word again, with the son of a free woman. So then, brethren, we are not the children of the bondwoman, but of the free. And that's how he closes it. He closes chapter 4 and he says, we're free. We're free from all these other doing this and obeying this and doing this for salvation. No, it's all of grace. Our Father, I thank you tonight for your word. I thank you that it's quick and it's powerful. Oh, to be able to be an heir of salvation. I'm so very grateful. I'm an heir. I don't have anything. But Lord, I'm an heir of salvation. Someone died that day on Calvary for my sin. And I'm so very grateful. I'm so very grateful that Jesus paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I cannot pay. I needed someone to wash my sin away. God, I'm so very grateful for all you've done for me. And I thank you for the book of Galatians. Now next week we pick it up in chapter 5. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Help us to realize that there's a free gift. I pray for every person in this room. I pray that everyone would know beyond a shadow of a doubt they're an heir of salvation. They've been purchased by Jesus Christ. For those that are lost tonight, save them. Save the unsaved. And give them the hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, as you're here, our heads are bowed. As you're here tonight, God could save you tonight. You've wandered in here, and you're here for the first time or second or third, whatever. But are you saved? Do you know that if your life was to come to an end today, you'd be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you sure of that?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.